Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, Tiak loves it. This is like your number two.
Yeah, it is.
Two mundane celebrity encounters.
Yeah, that's all-time favorite. Jingles is my second. Oh, yeah.
I have a structured settlement.
Stop,
and
that's literally
I need
what I just
cash now.
Are you doing J.G.?
Go G. Wentworth. 877 cash now.
See, we all
I
know it.
Hate that commercial,
well, we all know it.
But that's the point.
Yeah,
it's like
stuck in your
I
head.
I didn't know there were earlier lyrics. Do it again. If you have a structured, I've never heard that part.
I have a structured settlement, and I need cash now.
Okay,
call J.G. Wentworth. 877 cash now.
What is that a commercial for, though?
I mean, J.G. Wentworth.
But what I'm saying is,
so they're like lawyers. Because I think they also
money?
Get you out of like,
or like an
you have a life insurance policy, and you're like, I'm not dead,
there's
but I kind of want that money.
There's another verse to it.
Yeah, there's another.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
it's
like, verse.
Yeah. If you ever catch Fish, the jam band, they like go into like the deep cut. What? Because there might be, because they don't just do structured settlements.
Yeah,
like they do.
I have an annuity. Yeah.
Annuity is one. Yeah.
So it's basically if you're owed a lot of money over a long time, they're like if Apple owed you $1 million, but they're paying you, you know, $100,000 a month or a year for the next 10 years, they go, hey, we'll give you $300,000 right now.
And then you're just done.
You're just done, but you can get it all right now.
Okay, well, I just wanted to point out that the jingle didn't help much for someone as dumb as me.
Right, but I just want to say this. J.G. Wentworth, throw us some coin.
Yeah.
We just plugged you guys for a good solid 2 minutes there.
Does anyone remember? Do you want me to do another one? Yes.
Yeah, go. We're doing jingles.
Hello, mother.
Hello, father.
Please take mosquitoes. Oh. Really, father?
Thanks.
Thanks for...
Yeah, yeah, this real effective.
Call
J.G. Wentworth.
Canine Advantix
really stops all the biting.
Swimming, hiking,
and tent pitching. They're not biting. I'm not itching.
Can't wait
to show you all my new tricks. Thanks again for spending me, Canine Advantix.
It's a cute little puppy at camp.
It's cute. Because
it's like, that's an actual song.
Oh.
Well.
Did you know it's like, hello, mother? Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Why do you have an Italian accent?
I feel like the original version was like written by this New York kid who's like at camp. It's like, hello, mother. Because it was mother, not mother. It was like, hello, mother. Hello, father.
Well, Canine Advantix.
Stole it.
Stops all the biting.
Yeah, well, they need to be sued.
Well, no, they probably had to pay them.
It's probably a trillion-year-old jingle.
It's
so cute. I used to love that commercial.
Yeah. So, okay, let me just circle back to Hack real quick. What do you want right now? Do you want people to call in and sing the jingle that's stuck
more
in their
than
head?
Anything. Yes, I want
and
you to call
And we're just
going
to let them call. Okay, so like...
And we'll join. If we know it, we'll join in. So like if it's...
There's some that are just so classic that we don't need you to call with. Like... 800-588-2300-EMPIRE today. God!
Yeah. Do you guys know the Education Connection one?
Oh my God!
Get connected
for free at Education Connection.
I don't know this one.
And she's dancing like an idiot.
Yes.
And she's like on a weird green screen.
What?
Yeah.
My sister
like
has
seen this one.
One section. Yes. And then
yeah. She's like got books. Oh yeah.
Bizarre.
Why does everybody know that one but me?
Well.
Okay, so it's a youthful thing, is that what you're saying?
An age thing.
Okay. Please tell us, call us, sing to us your favorite jingle of all time. 303-222-5423. You can call or text, although it's difficult to text and sing.
But if you texted like JG Wentworth, we could probably
sing. Yeah, we would know
who
it was.
Yeah. There was a guy who I used to play basketball with, and every time he would make a three-pointer, I don't know why this was his thing, but he would make the shot and he would go, Ricola.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
And now it's in my head.
Ricola.
Yeah.
I love that one.
You guys did a really good job.
Thank you.
Remember when we were trying to indoctrinate Erica into Colorado and we made her learn a thing?
Yeah.
And I bet she's forgotten it. It's just like any test. She learned it. She memorized it that day.
I heard it the other day and I sang along and now gone.
Here we go.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
I heard it live. Well,
that's so good.
I think I was listening to the radio.
Like, it makes me so happy. I have a video of me, even though I don't ever shoot video of myself. I shot a social media thing one time. It's like, don't you love it when you get in your car and your radio station is playing your favorite song? And it was that.
Wow.
I love that song.
Bring back content creator Slacker.
Yeah.
We would all appreciate it.
All right. Does anybody else want to add any more? There's the Oscar Mayer one, yeah. But that one's so
ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, well,
what is that?
That's McDonald's.
Oh yeah. They've had a billion though, right?
Yeah.
That's the most known one.
Which one was Justin Timberlake? Justin Timberlake was in.
There's lore with the
there's somehow lore written, with like I'm loving it. Like
give me a break. Break me off a piece of that
cat. Yeah, Justin was paid $6 million to sing the vocals for I'm Loving It.
What was that? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No,
that's a different version.
There's a full-length version of the song in 2003.
I'm Loving It. Mm. Probably.
Because now.
Oh, that reminds me of It's the Sweet Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dr.
Yeah.
Pepper.
A different Justin.
Different Justin. Both from American Idol.
I just want to say, Justin Timberlake was not on American Idol.
Yeah. Oh, Justin. Oh.
Justin Guarini was.
Justin. Oh, I'm just singing boy band, whatever.
Everyone's fine.
But if you happen to work for Excel, there may be a gas leak in the building. Just swing by. The stupidity is on 12 here. All right. If you've got a jingle that we haven't sang, we'd love to hear it, sing it, whatever. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing jingles, and we did. First off, somebody's real mad at JG Wentworth, so we're not going to sing that one anymore. I'm sorry.
Whoopsie.
We're looking for the jingles that get stuck in your head that, like, and apparently. Oh, no. Oh, God. Jody?
Yes.
What's your jingle that you want to sing to us?
Take exit I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
I don't think anyone in Colorado can be lost.
Did I ever tell you I slept with the daughter of that?
Stop. Okay.
I think somebody else owns it now.
I know, but we're just leaving her hanging.
No, did she do good? I thought she did good.
Yeah. That was good.
Oh,
yeah.
You did great.
Pretty good.
Yeah, did you work there, or it's just because you're from Colorado?
It's just from my Colorado. It's just stuck in my head forever.
Yeah. Have you ever been?
Yes, I've been there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
How did you get there?
Years ago. I-25 to 235.
Yeah. And then about how far did you go from there?
I have an actual question.
Yeah.
What kind of trees?
All kind of trees.
Oh, so it's do not they have, just Christmas.
Do they it's have a tree plants? Farm. No, God, it's trees. Like,
why would I know that? I have only ever known tree lots.
It's a tree farm.
Well, I didn't know that.
So you go there. Oh, I would like.
And I
like
know Aspen. Christmas tree farm.
Kennedy.
Yes.
Yeah.
What jingle are you going to sing? Yes.
You take exit I-25 to exit 385
yeah.
And 5 miles west to the tree farm.
All right. While we're sitting here, can you Google exit 385? I don't think I-25 goes to 385.
285. Sorry, 285.
Try 285. Let's figure out what that is.
Maybe what's, 285.
What's exit 285? That's got to be up by Wellington, maybe. Or it's got to be
235?
285.
285.
I'm not sure.
You know, we're just looking into it to see where we'd end up if we went to exit 285.
It's a little scary to think that Kennedy's out there singing this and giving people yeah. directions.
She's like, I'm out here in.
I don't know.
It's way north. Like,
there's
exit 285.
Exit 285?
I mean, well, probably. Longmont is exit 240.
Well, because isn't Hamden also 285?
No, that's the... But like,
I know, but that's what's popping up on Google.
Yeah, but exit number 285.
Oh, refers to Airport Boulevard / East on I-70 in Aurora.
No, that's I-70's exit 285.
I-25,
exit 285.
Someone did send us a link for the Who Wears Short Shorts?
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I wear short shorts.
Was
but
that
then they also redid it for Nair.
I was gonna.
That is Nair.
It is Nair. Oh, yeah. And then they redid it.
And if you dare wear short shorts, Nair for short shorts.
Yeah. So we did get that one.
So that's a
it's a real one.
Manscaping one. No. I mean, it's really about keeping your. It's about
women.
Trimming the.
Yeah. I've
first we had tree
before,
farm.
Though.
Now we have bush farm.
Wait, it's for your like. I do not think Nair is advertised for.
If you're wearing short shorts, what do you think they're trying to...
They're talking about your legs.
I mean, you can use it on
I don't
private
know if
area,
you.
But just not inside.
Why would they mention the short shorts?
I don't think it's about that. Don't ruin this.
I used to use it. I did it on the top of my feet, and I've read the bottle several times, and I know for a fact you can't put it on your nipples. But I don't know about the rest.
I'm kidding.
Okay. It's very explicit.
I wish I had never brought it up.
Okay.
I'm going to ask the question out loud that most people driving around are asking. How did these people get a show?
I don't know. More people want to sing.
I thought you were going to ask how hairy Hack's toes were, that he needed Nair for them.
No, I know how hairy his toes are. He doesn't Nair them anymore.
I think I need to go home.
It's the beginning of the show. Oh, relax.
God.
Jamie?
Yay.
Yay. Sing us a jingle.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes the very best. Chocolate.
Okay. I don't know if I've heard this in my life.
I'm
going
to tell you right now, I've literally never heard that before this moment.
Did you sing that to yourself on Halloween?
What was the Nestle make? Oh, chocolate. I didn't know what the word was.
It was like Nestle chocolate.
We all know she unhinged her eyes when she did it.
I might pee my pants.
Has anyone heard that before today?
It drove into my head as a child, and still to this day sings it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want everyone to do the chocolate thing. I want the count of three. One, two, three.
Chocolate!
Chelsea.
Yay!
Yay!
Sing us a jingle. You're the piano man. What's your jingle?
Oh, my gosh. So back in the 90s, Rockapella recorded a bunch of adverts, and the one that I have always loved the most is the Coca-Cola commercial.
Okay.
Wherever there's a pool, there's always a flirt. Anytime there's school, there'll always be homework. Wherever there's a beat, there's always a drum. And anytime there's fun, there's always Coca-Cola.
I do remember that.
First of all, you have a beautiful singing voice.
You have a great singing voice.
It didn't rhyme at the end.
It doesn't have to.
I feel like it has to rhyme.
So it totally rhymes, right?
Yeah. Now I just want you to say,
the Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Mm.
The good news is it's time for news or nope.
What's the bad news?
Eric is back, so the jingle's gonna suck.
News. News. No.
News. News.
How dare you? I haven't slept in at least 4 months.
Or nope.
News or nope? Has anybody used any nopes? I believe I used Erica's.
Negative. No,
one of the days.
That's not how this works.
I used one of the. You snooze, you lose, girl. That's what happens. It's news or nope. It's actually news, but if one of us doesn't like it, we can nope it.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome back to me. Welcome to the program.
Okay. I don't know if you missed yesterday, but yesterday Erin got a talking to because she.
That's why I didn't go today.
She went 2 days in a row without a welcome to the program.
Oh, well, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
No, I did not listen to you yesterday. Sorry. Okay. There seems to be a bit of conspiracy on this season of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my gosh, I'm
you know
so invested.
All about it.
Yes. Okay,
first of all, this season Hack, is the best season of Dancing with the Stars that has ever existed. There is no doubt about it.
Maybe
that.
Not ever, but in a long time.
Give
in
me an
at
N.
least 10 years.
Give me an O.
Well, this includes a...
Give me a P.
This does include a spoiler for this week, so if you haven't watched it yet, just literally turn down your volume for 25 seconds. What is his name? Oh, Scott Hoying from Pentatonix went home this week.
Okay. Is he the blonde guy?
He is. Something very interesting came to light of TikTokers. He's got a tour that starts in 2 weeks.
Oh.
There's no way he could have stayed on the show because they're touring the entire country. They're coming here. I can't remember what day.
Yeah, we were giving away tickets.
And people believe that this was
planned.
And because Andy Richter is still on the show and they're like, come on, man, he's not that good.
And he's terrible, right?
He's so sweet.
He's so cute, but like skilled wise. And that's the point of the show that we're at. Is like it's all on skill.
You gotta be good.
Competitive. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that this will be the most competitive continuation of the season we've ever seen.
Are you guys you have this kind of time, huh?
I actually haven't even watched last night's episode.
Wild to me.
Like, you don't understand. You don't know what it's like to be a woman between about 25 and 50. You might kind of understand.
I am a woman between 25 and 50.
There's something about watching Dylan Efron move his body that way.
Robert Irwin.
Yes,
his
Robert
dedication
Irwin.
Dance. I could cry just thinking about it.
Did you see that when he was covering his ears so he didn't hear
and
that?
And did you know that Derek Huff did that to Bindi when she was on?
Oh.
Yeah.
So that he didn't hear the dedication and get very upset. Anyway. You should watch.
You already got me into Love is Blind. I'm not doing another one.
Oh, we got him on another one.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing Dancing with the Stars. I'm not doing it.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Maybe one that you will like. Chip and Joanna Gaines are taking Fixer Upper on the road, specifically the road in Colorado.
I've heard this, but it's too late to get on, I've heard.
I think so.
Because they've already picked a spot.
Yeah. What? It's a three-part series that's going to feature a renovation from a 1960s mountain home in Colorado.
No. Here's the weird thing. Do you know where they are?
Really, really random place in Texas.
It's not all that random. It's Waco, you guys. Do you know what Waco is?
No. Yeah.
I don't.
Were you not born yet? Waco was like David Koresh was a cult leader, had a compound there. Like the government went in and like surrounded it and they were like, hey, come out. I got a bunch of children in there and stuff. And they were like, they hunkered down and then the government like drove a tank like too close and the government says they didn't do it and Koresh's people said they didn't do it, lit a fire and killed, I think, everyone inside. Waco was like the biggest slaughter of a cult.
Yeah.
And then Chip and Joanna said, you know,
they just live there and it's a bunch of dilapidated old homes that they can just go in and go, we'll make not suck. We'll make, but then I thought they like did other places. They've never done anywhere but Waco.
Really?
Literally never ventured out of Waco until this house in Colorado.
Where in Colorado is this?
It's in the mountains.
It just says a mountain home. Okay. I'm not sure exactly.
I don't think they want us to know because if you don't know this about me, Erica, this is your moment. I truly believe with every fiber of my being that Chip and I would be really good friends.
So they don't want anyone to know specifically so that
they don't
you
want
don't
me to know because I will just take time off of work and just be like, hey, Chip, what's going on, man? You need some help? Let me help you demo that.
But what do you mean it's too late to get a spot?
Like, I would want like them to come do my house.
Yeah.
They've picked, they're doing one home, or they're going to start?
Three-part series about this home.
I think it's going to premiere on December 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
So that means they're here now, then.
Or it's done.
Or it's done, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they could release the address of the home now. So that
if anybody happens to have met them while they were here and maybe has Chip's number, just hit us up.
Why do you think that?
You don't think, do you ever watch the show?
I haven't in like
Chip
years.
And I are very similar.
Okay.
Come on.
You are.
Chip. Please. Buddy.
Good evening. Good evening. We don't often speak ill of the dead on this show.
Oh, God.
But Diane Keaton, what are you doing? Oh. She left $5 million to her dog.
And you know what? Here. No. I almost just swore.
She's got Diane Keaton's dead?
She passed away, unfortunately.
It just happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she the glove-wearing one? Did she wear gloves a lot?
She was like 78, and she was just a fabulous. She was in all the Nancy Myers, mm-hmm, not all.
Yeah.
She was in like
but she had a $100 million fortune, and she left $5 million, with an M, million dollars, to her dog.
That's, yeah, the dog was used to that sort of lifestyle, yeah, bud.
The dog now gets everything.
Money could go to help somebody. You're like, what are we doing? It's a dog.
I bet it's going to... Yes, the dog, servants. But whoever, exactly, yeah, whoever's, mm-hmm, going to take care of the dog, so you don't have to worry about buying food or whatever.
He's got, yep, Reggie is the dog's name. He will have lifelong care, including a private home, professional caretakers, and ongoing support for animal charities. So that's the good part.
I would leave everything I've
million
bought.
For a dog, come on.
Everything I have right now to Swanson.
You don't have anything.
Not $5 million.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I just want to give like a quick shout out. I know we don't really do those.
Yeah, we don't. So, nope.
Wait. We're not in that segment.
No, just a quick shout out to like first responders, paramedics, doctors, nurses.
What?
Well, because a couple weeks ago, there was an incident and I had to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't brought this up yet. Anyone wants to see the pictures?
No.
Okay.
That one I'm going to know.
Your mom. It's not that segment.
Sorry.
Okay, Carmen.
Your mom like tried to like chop her arm off.
She didn't try to. She did. No.
She chopped a good portion.
But let's not say she tried to as if this was intentional.
Very non-intentional. For those who don't know, my mom owns a restaurant. She was cleaning one of the machinery things. And she like turned it on to help get to a section and her arm got sucked in and it was the most gory thing I've ever seen like in my life.
I think it's important to note
in person is what
that
I meant.
You are one of the grossest people I've ever met.
That makes it sound like I smell.
No, but you crave like my buddy. Mm-hmm. Does medical device sales and is sometimes in ORs and has snapped some pictures of some pretty horrific things. And it's like, Aaron's like, let me see it.
I'm not grossed out by any of that.
Our boss severed his arm so severely that he tried to show me the picture and I was going to throw up on him. And Aaron's like, show me more. Let me look inside.
Thought it was interesting.
Aunt. She loves that stuff.
I do until.
It's your mom.
Yes. For the first time ever, I got so lightheaded. My eyes, like it, tunnel vision. I started swaying back and forth.
From a picture or from actually looking
at? We were in the ER at that point. And like just the blood dripping down.
Did she have a towel on it? Or what did
she? Not at that point.
Oh.
She was just out in the world?
Well, no, she was in the room.
But I mean her.
Her arm was just out.
Which part of her arm was?
Her hand, mostly. Okay. But what like, kind just of exposed.
Machine? What did the machine do to it? I want it to explain to me, but not shown.
The top of her hand was sliced almost all the way, and so deeply that you could see bones, broken tendons, broken fingers, thumb basically cut off, but they put it back together. Pins, like the whole shebang.
Yeah, my feet are starting to feel like I might pass out.
And she left it out, though. Just cover it up.
They did on her request. But yeah, I have never felt that way before. And then so she got surgery. She's doing great now. She's recovering. I help her clean them, all the wounds and stuff. And so the first time, again, I was like, Mom, we need to take a minute. I feel like I'm going to pass out. My vision's going, like, can't do this.
Oof.
But now I'm fine. We're good. I can do it like a pro. But just, yeah, shout out to all the paramedics and stuff.
Did you have to go? You had said in the text because you fled and went off. Did you have to go clean it up? You said that was a possibility.
No. I didn't.
Luckily, the murder scene? Like the
she remember in text, she said I might have to go back to the restaurant and
because she bled a lot on the equipment.
Yeah. There were other employees that handled all that.
They're and like, we like don't cleaned turn it all it yeah. on.
Is that why you're not shouting out your mom's business right now?
No, I just no, I mean, didn't. It's probably not. I never do. Like, it feels wrong to do that because I don't want it to be like a plug or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Whew. Yeah, but if you need bagels.
Yeah. Is anyone else sweating right now?
I am. Okay. So is it Littleton? Who
Lakewood,
are we?
Lakewood, technically.
Lakewood.
New York Bagels in Lakewood.
Lakewood Fire Department and Ambulance and all those guys who came.
Swedish.
Is your mom going to give them free like bagels forever?
She brought the first doctor's appointment. She brought like at least 24.
Because
one of the first responders or whatever like recognized her in the ER. So she was like, all right, let me bring you guys bagels.
We had to kill this batch anyway. It was kind of a mess back there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. We abbreviated OPP because there's a cool song that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them all, get them all.
Yeah. All free
on the Odyssey app.
Right now we have Dawn, and she's trying to save Halloween.
I'm in.
Okay. Is this one okay? Dawn.
Yay.
Who's canceling Halloween? What's happening?
My youngest. Okay. I have three children, and my youngest son, he recently turned 10 and says he doesn't want to do trick-or-treating this year. Like, doesn't want to dress up, no Halloween. Aww. And it's weird because last year he was all about going to, like, every single Halloween store to find the perfect costume, and he was really into it.
Uh-huh. This is good for you? Why are you on the phone with us?
Wait, why would it be good for her?
Yeah.
You don't have to do any of the crap. Like, I am not so bah humbug as some people in this room against certain holidays, and I'm not so drinking the Kool-Aid like other people on the show. But like, when your kids, you don't have to be, like, sometimes it snows on Halloween and you got to get all bundled. You got to go house and you're like, can we be done? It's like, Mom, just one more block. And you're like, ugh.
Oh my gosh, do you not want your kids to have fun? Put on some extra layers and get out there.
Great. I will and I do. But she doesn't have to.
Well,
Wait,
Dawn, does your middle or oldest child want to still go?
Yeah. Yes, the other ones want to go too. So like... So that's the thing. I still have to go, and now I have to figure out something for my one child who doesn't. Like, I've already planned a whole Halloween party with his friends to come over. And
his friends? Okay.
You feel silly about the rent now?
No.
You really took it. You went off a cliff there, man.
No, it's still, no.
Okay.
Because if the older kids are old enough, even your 10-year-old, if he's staying in your neighborhood, when my kids were 10, see ya.
Oh, really?
Well,
yes! What are you talking about? They're on your block. Do you think there's murderers on your block?
What grade are 10-year-olds?
Like fourth?
I don't know.
You're 5 years old in kindergarten, so you're fourth or...
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah. How young do you think they can be before you let them go by themselves?
Yeah, your kids are fine.
No.
Can they stand up?
Most of the time. If they're not drunk.
Let them go.
He has like this new friend who says Halloween. Doesn't think Halloween is cool.
Okay.
So I feel like this is, I think I shouldn't let him be friends with this person.
Did everyone just hear what I heard? The flip-flop of Slacker. Now he has to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I tell you what? No, this changes
it. You're exhausting.
No, this changes it.
Because of the friend?
Yes. It's... he'll regret it if he doesn't go. I don't want to out people on the air, so I'm going to do my best to, like, my son, I think TX got a little bit of this in him. Mm. Like, if you had a friend that you thought was kind of cool, and then they were, like, into Adidas, you'd be like, Nikes are lame. Like, you would, do you know what I mean?
I would change, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to be cool.
The adapter.
Sure, okay.
And my son was a colossal adapter.
You had to force him?
No, there were times where it'd just be like, you know what, that's stupid. I don't even want to play football anymore. And you're like, what? Well, so-and-so doesn't want to play either. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
You're not making your own decision. You're correct. Just letting other people. Yeah, it's. I struggle with it. I mean, someone on the show struggles with it.
You seem like you would.
Okay.
But like.
Yeah. I'm just struggling that like my baby is already like, oh no, I don't want to do it. Like, he's growing up. I'm not ready for this.
Okay. You've presented us with three different dilemmas now. Like, one, you don't want to let go of your child. Like, you want like.
He's supposed to go. I mean, you don't think, last year was the last one.
Yeah.
He's young enough.
When did you quit? Does anybody remember when they quit?
16.
Okay. Aaron, you haven't quit yet, shut.
Yeah, Aaron still go today.
You're 5'9". You could with a mask on? Yeah. Nobody's going to question you.
That's so true. I think I probably quit around 14, but by then we were going to like four houses.
If you have a teen in your age, you are a couple years past due.
No.
Yes.
No. I think 13 is probably the last year you should go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I went as a 14-year-old and I had like fairy wings on and not really a costume.
Yes.
And like two houses in, I was like, this is wrong.
Yes.
I shouldn't be doing this.
They hate you.
Yeah.
You're now a homeowner.
Think so.
Yeah, oh my God. When a teenager's on my step, because they come at 10.
Yeah,
it's
I do
too
think
late.
They do need to come a little earlier.
Wearing just Lights a Hollister off. Hoodie.
Candy's over at 9.
Yeah, but let them be a kid.
No.
I'd rather that than them drinking and driving at a party.
Yeah, but it's not a zero-sum game. Yeah. It's not this or that. Right. If they don't go from, trick-or-treating to, like, doing heroin.
Let's go.
Okay. I think at 14, we did a couple houses and then went and watched scary movies. And I'm pretty sure I, like, held hands with a boy for the first time.
Ooh.
You know?
Okay, since we're all over the map and no one can get it together, I'm going to be the guy. 303-222-5423. Call or text. Should she force her kid to go? Or should she just... Can you respect his wishes? Because at 10, you can't make any other decisions in your life.
Dawn, does he have a costume?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has a costume from last year.
Nope.
But he's saying he doesn't want to dress up this year, so you haven't gotten a costume.
He doesn't know about the Halloween party either?
Oh, he knows, but he's like, no, I don't want to do it, and like refusing, and I'm
There's
like,
nothing
oh my
with
goodness.
Halloween. Okay.
So all these people are going to come over. He doesn't even want to go. And you're just...
Yeah.
It's like, maybe you could like... You know, still do the party, have a costume ready, and then he'll get peer pressured back into it.
Yeah, will he get swept up in the party?
Probably.
Right?
I get the coolest costume ever.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just ask some questions about the last thing that you said to see if that's an angle here too? Like, you talked about him being your baby. Like,
yes.
are you feeling weird about this, then you'll just be done. Like, so do you want to go and take a billion pictures now that you know?
Because
I will tell you this, when it comes to baby, when it comes to your kids' milestones, you don't know when the last one is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like dropping my kids off at school, my daughter leans over, hugs me, kisses me, says I love you, gets out of the car every day for X amount of years. And then just one day, like the day before she had, and then it's like, duh, car's open, out. I'm like,
tuck and roll.
Boof.
Yeah.
And you're like,
it's like sudden death.
Right. But I don't get to like go get a gun out and go, you will hug me and I will get a picture so I can have the last hug on camera.
Right. You don't get to force
one
an additional.
No.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But somebody could be in your daughter's ear and say, hey, I know it might not seem like you want to do it right now, but giving your father that hug would really mean a lot to him. You're going to regret it if you don't do it a couple extra times. Like, and this is the same for Halloween. Like, just go trick-or-treating. Talk them into it. That's what parenting is for, is to put them on the right path a little bit.
To talk them into getting you candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're talking.
It is stupid that we're talking about a 10-year-old who can't vote, who can't drink, who can't drive, and he's decided, I don't want to go get free candy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pretend to be somebody else, which is awesome, and go get free candy, which also is awesome.
But he's not thinking that. He's thinking, well, my friend said it's not cool, so I'm just going to do what my friend said.
Exactly.
He probably would love the free candy.
Then,
yeah.
I don't, there's the 20 different dilemmas you have here. I don't like any of them because I flip flop back and forth, but I don't think it, dragging a 10-year-old out is.
Maybe get him going for like one block and see how it goes.
Yep, that's exactly how it works.
Yeah, it'll go well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't work like that. It's like, oh, just give me one scoop of sour cream and then maybe I'll get into it.
Okay,
but that's different. We're talking about candy.
If you don't like something or you don't want to be there, you're not going
to... The 10-year-old probably doesn't like to do his homework and you got to be over his shoulder a little bit like, hey, you're going to regret if you don't do, like, focus. That's what I'm here for as your parent.
Okay.
You're going to regret the candy.
You're telling, you're saying she's not a good parent?
Put her on hold.
Okay. Hang on, Dawn. Are you saying she's not a good parent?
No, I think she can be. I think this is an opportunity that that's part of, you got to guide them a little bit. You got to let them make their own decisions. But 10, I mean, he's 10. That's too young.
I think when you hit double digits, sometimes you hit those milestone birthdays and you're like, now I'm two numbers and now I don't have to do stuff. I'm my own man.
No.
It's like in Halloween Town when Marnie's like, I'm 13 now. I can make my own decisions. And you're like, ridiculous.
Somebody just watched Halloween Town again.
Yeah, I need to do it as well.
All four of them, fine.
All right. Dawn, her youngest, doesn't want to trick or treat, so she's sad about the youngest stopping. She's sad about the fact that she has a party planned, and she's sad that he's succumbing to peer pressure from one crappy kid. So what? Wait. The kid's a crappy kid if he doesn't like...
You don't know the kid!
I know the kid.
Okay.
303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Dawn. She, there's so many issues she has simultaneously, but like she missed her kid's last Halloween because he was only 9. I mean, she went, but she didn't like.
She didn't think it was going to be the last.
How would you think at 9 years old, he's going to quit? But at 10, he's got a friend who's like, Halloween is lame.
You quitter.
Yeah, now he's like, out.
I didn't ask this prior, but maybe it's not the last.
He you might think decide maybe he'll
next
relapse?
Year. Yeah, totally. Next year, he might be like, wait, I missed out.
Yeah. Depends. If he's an adapter like Hack.
Hush. Yeah. What do you need from me? What do you want me to do?
So she's like, can I force? She's already got a party planned. His friend's coming over and he's like, I don't. Like last year, they went to 20 shops to buy a costume. Mm-hmm. This year, he's like, I'm not even going to go out.
It sounds like the friend's in his ear a little too much, which is concerning, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, you got to make your own decisions.
You really want your kid to be their own person.
Yeah, but if they're not making the right decision, you got to make it for them.
Parent up.
10. How much of your own person are you at 10?
Depends on the 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Lauren.
Depends on the 34-year-old.
Lauren?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, so I was thinking, what if you made it into like a volunteer opportunity? And so he can still go around like trick-or-treating, unquote, but he would be like collecting food cans for a food drive. then you can still kind of use that
Sorry, for a what?
For a poo drive. Did you think she said poo drive? I feel like you thought she said poo drive. You have this look of someone unhinged. But I do think it's a little weird to like roll up to somebody's house and go, can I get some beans?
Can I have your corn?
Trigger beans.
He's going to get bullied.
He doesn't want to go door to door.
Right.
It's not about the candy.
Yes, it's not.
Or the beans.
Yeah.
No.
What you got in a can? All right, thank you, Lauren. It's not all ideas are welcome here. I feel like she hates us now.
Yeah.
Lauren, it was a great idea.
But maybe, I don't think you can. If you can't get a kid to go out for free candy,
right? Yeah.
But maybe it's a way to convince him Halloween is actually cool because we get to help people. Like it's.
Yes, because 10-year-olds
actually trick or treating for beans.
10-year-olds are so philanthropic. They're like, if the candy's not cool,
maybe the this would be if you still wanted to go at 15, you'd have to say you have to donate your candy.
Yes, something.
I'm losing my
mind. We're in a different.
You got kidney beans.
She had.
Can I get those three vein mix? Knock knock.
I'm here for the frozen goods.
He's lugging around up for it.
Yeah, how heavy is that bag gonna be? It's gonna be. Alex.
Yai.
We've lost it. You're in charge of the show. What do you have to say?
So I think that she should get in touch with the other child's parent and see if she can convince them to go to the party with them.
Oh, because like convince the Scrooge that he wants in.
Yeah, because if her son's friend who says that it's not cool goes to the party, then her son's going to go to the party, of course, as well. Well,
that's not a terrible idea. Yeah. Do you give out candy on Halloween, Alex?
I try to.
Yeah, okay, nobody so if I rang your doorbell.
Oh, no. Okay. A 10-year-old
rang your doorbell and said, yeah, keep your Reese's. What I'm looking for is canned goods. What would you do to that kid?
You could have the canned goods.
I don't know if you have it ready. You're not going to like wait.
I have to dig through the pantry and be like, there goes my recipe for tomorrow.
I was going to make the fried chili. Green tomato weird casserole. All right, thank you.
Lauren's never going to listen to this again.
Here's the thing. Whatever drug is in the air has only affected me, Erica, and Aaron. And Tiak is flipping annoyed with us.
Tiak is like, these people are going to get me fired.
You want out, right?
I do.
Tanya?
Yay.
Do you have any beans? Sorry. What advice do you have?
I don't think she supports him.
Oh. Okay.
So I think this is, you're like, oh. I don't, this is one decision he can make, but she should let him know that he can't have any of his siblings' candy.
Oh. No, so yeah. They're all horking down the good stuff.
The beans?
Yeah. The beans.
I'll trade you my corn for your green bean.
I'll just see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah,
or
probably best.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's time for the diary.
Hey,
if you don't what? Oh.
It ended.
Yeah.
Oh. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
We did get an email.
I know we've been doing other things for the last week. We talked about, we casted the diary a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Which was awesome. We talked about doing fan fiction and some people came through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is awesome. Thank you.
And we would take more. If you don't remember everything, we'll just do the quick recap. Found a diary like 20 years ago. We read one entry a day, some days two, because we fought.
We got in a lot of fights over the diary.
There was 70 some entries that we did over 70 days, 69 days. I think it turned out to be because we had Labor Day off or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But yeah. Excuse me.
Are you emotional?
I just get freaked out by it because I had forgotten everything that happened. And like she went on this arc of being this mousy little thing and then like finding some confidence and then cheating, finding a guy and cheating on him and then finding another guy and then being torn between the new guy and the old guy. And then
she kind of like ruined her life a little bit.
Not a little.
Yeah. Mm. It was hard to watch. Yeah.
But there were also good things, like because she got away from Kim, but then she moved back in with Mike and then back with her parents. But then she went to grad school. Like she did. There were good things in there, too.
But I don't think even she saw them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she's...
Definitely not in the moment.
She's...
She did a lot of good reflecting.
Yeah.
That was like, oh, I messed up. Mike was really good for me.
Right. She, like, getting away from Kim, though, was there was never this moment like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We all cheered for her. Like, she got away from her, but it was just like...
We never heard of her again.
Yeah, that was just like it.
Which is pretty nuts.
Yeah.
It's like a long friendship like that. Just...
She reminds me a little bit of me. Like, not grateful. Like, for real, I'm being like, and then, but like, once you do put your mind to like, I'm done with this friendship, I'm done with this relationship, I can just go dark.
That's so terrifying. That's super scary.
I know.
Looking great today, boss.
Come on, you guys. I'm contractually obligated to like you guys for a couple more years.
Yeah, until our contracts run out. Yeah.
So the question that I have, I mean, we've had a lot of people talking different things, and Erica had this great idea that we're kind of like, you talked about like, cause she's confessing to her diary and you were talking like, what if we just took other people's confessions?
I had an idea.
I thought of that one
in the shower.
Like, what if we just had people call with their confessions? We could VD them.
Okay. Voice disguiser.
Yep.
Call them Candy.
Sure.
And they just. And we just like once a week, we just pick a Confession Wednesday or Freaky Friday or whatever. And we just like we talk to you and you get something off diary like off your chest. Like
if you want to call us.
Well, you could DM us and we'll call you back.
True. Or that.
Yeah.
Or honestly, if you call us right now, we might pick the phone.
I mean, not right now. TX sitting right there.
Well, right. In like 45 seconds.
Anything to get me out of the room, sucker.
I'll forget about you if you do. So there's that. There's a confession thing. But like somebody sent us a substantial amount of fan fiction. I didn't even open the email.
Yes.
I don't want to.
Yeah, it's been, I've left it. I've had one unread email for like a while now. Yeah.
So we have an email from Lynn. She not only sent us this email, but it is like a Word document. She took a lot of time and thought into this. She gave us two options for how the diary ends. The first option includes, I think, nine entries.
Nine entries?
The second option is one long entry. And I read the first sentence, but I don't want to tell you guys how it begins yet.
Oh, my God. So she listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, she said she loved hearing it every day and hearing the four of us try to dissect it.
And then she, like, became the writer?
Yeah, and gave us a couple, like the first option is, like,
the next day.
Altogether? Like, yes. Mm. Like, and then the other thing is, like, a completely separate. These are, like, two different things that happen.
Just to, if you don't remember, she was going to take a nap. She was, like, in Wash Park, checking out this beautiful park. She's not from Colorado. Mm-hmm. We believe she's probably from Florida is where we landed or somewhere.
A warmer place without snow.
Warm and all the way across the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It couldn't be just Arizona because she's like, I'm going to drive clear across the country.
It's
like,
right. Which made no sense. But
even California, you might think California is clear across the country, right? No?
Maybe.
When you lived in California, what would clear across the country mean to you?
All the way to the East Coast.
Really?
Yeah. But now, like, my thought of across the country does not go west. It only goes east.
Really?
But maybe that's just a me problem.
So you just put the, scorched like, earth to California.
No. I'm still on the west coast.
I'm not.
You're not, even a little. Okay, so here's our question to the listeners. Should we read this girl's fan fiction?
We have to.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm telling you that.
Well, like, we couldn't read it all right now, right?
I haven't read this first entry, but I'm dying to.
So not option two,
not
but
yet.
Option one.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're not going to tell us why we can't? Not yet.
No!
What do you mean?
Someday.
Right. Okay, so let's do this.
Okay.
Let's read the first one. And if everyone thinks it sucks, we'll stop.
Or you could text in and say,
this is awesome. Let's
option two.
Yeah. You want to keep going with this.
Okay.
Okay. We'll probably also spice in the confession thing.
Yeah.
If anybody calls 303-222-5423, mm-hmm. or you can just text your confession and Tia will call you back.
Sure. Yeah. Or DM us like, yeah, just yeah. get a hold yeah. of us.
Or hit me up on Craigslist.
Nope. Or email us.
Oh yeah. TheSlackerShow@Alice1059.com.
So glad you said it because I didn't have a clue.
That's like the name of the station.
Yeah.
Okay. So she took a nap in Wash Park mm-hmm. on September 9th. Her second.
September 9th. Okay. Thank you.
Because I remember it was September 9th and okay. then September 9th again. Because mm-hmm. the second was like, I'm going to take a nap and then like, I'm going to go back to reality where she was going to try to. She said she was going to ask each of them to. This was just.
She was fantasizing.
Yes. I'm going to ask each of them to marry me. I forgot the other guy's name. Jake?
Jake.
Mm-hmm. Jake and Mike to marry me. And whoever says yes first is happily ever after.
Which I'd like to know. Do you send out a text to them both at the same time? You can't be with them both in person at the same time.
Right.
Or could you?
So then I'm going to take a nap. And then the fan lore is that my dog stole the diary off of her whilst she slept.
I think it was resting on her chest and he picked it off. And
he actually attacked her. No wonder we can't find
that
her.
That did not happen! All right, let's hear this entry.
Okay, October 9th. Oh. A lot has happened this past month. I had a great time in Denver, but I lost my diary. Oh, I'm sorry. This is labeled the new diary.
Did that just hit anybody?
Yeah. So I had a great time in Denver, but I lost my diary somewhere, maybe in the park. I was really upset when I couldn't find it, but on the plane, I thought a new chapter of my life starts now, and I don't need my past determining what I do now.
That sounds exactly like her.
God, she's doing so good. Come on, because it's Erica's voice.
First, I had lunch with Jake, and I told him I wanted some time to think about what I wanted next. He looked upset, so that was hard. I said that I really liked him, but still wanted to be friends with Mike and that he should trust me and know I wouldn't cheat on anyone again. Next, I met up with Mike. This next sentence. I told him I still loved him, but needed time to think about my future without feeling pressured. He said he understood, but hoped I wouldn't take too long since it was hard on him this past year. Then I told my mom I was upset that she interfered and that I needed to learn how to make my own decisions. She said she'd try to stay out of it. I'm so confused, and it's been an emotional time. My therapist said it's not as important what I decide, but that I'm making the decision for myself. That makes sense, I think.
Couple things. It's so much better when it's typed.
You don't seem like such an
idiot.
Still stumbled a few times, but...
You guys, I just want to say, and you can text in 303-222-5423. We can stop this. I know it's not her. And I know this didn't happen. But I still want to know.
I like pretending.
I want to pretend.
And I'll tell you, someday when we get to option two from Lynn, you're going to enjoy it. Based on the first sentence, I didn't read anything else, I promise.
It's really well written. Yeah. It sounded just like her.
She listened to the...
Yeah, that's great.
If you want to hear this tomorrow... Text into 303-222-5423. You can say stop.
Yeah.
Well, don't say stop because it'll...
Don't say stop. You can say don't keep reading it or whatever. Yeah. But like, I'm going to tell you this. George Lucas, Star Wars, amazing stuff. I love it. Anything he made... Ugh. The fan fiction is so much better than anything he ever did. It's so much better. Like, I love this and I want to know what happens.
Yeah.
I do too, yeah.
All right, text in right now, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. Listen to me. Just
hold on, I need to write this down.
We don't have any time left. The song ended before we could decide what we were going to talk about. Do you want to? Okay. I'm just going to talk about my thing.
Okay.
You said morning, M-O-U-R.
No, I never said M-O-U-R. You assumed that. I
was asking, are you talking M-O-R-N-I-N-G?
And I said, no, M-O-R. Okay, here's what I said off the air.
M-O-U-R. Like, which morning are you talking about?
I'm hoping it's the first.
I said...
There seems to be one person confused in
here. I'm confused as to how you guys aren't confused.
Okay, so while the song's playing... We're in here trying to decide what we're going to talk about next. And while it may seem, when you listen to the show, that it is a finely tuned instrument with whiteboards and spreadsheets, sometimes the song is over and we still don't know. But one of the things I just said was like, we could talk about my morning. And then and Aaron, said, I never spelled it, Aaron.
I was spelling it because I wanted to know. Because yesterday we talked about the passing of
yes,
your dad.
We
so
did.
I didn't know.
So you made a jump.
You said someone else talked about your morning. So I didn't know which morning, like daytime or the act.
You know what? I'm a little bit with her now.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Here's what happened. I said we could talk about my morning. Song is fading. Oh, God, we got to go. I'm like, hey, the morning show talked about my morning. And at this point, she's like, song is almost over. And Aaron's over here spelling.
I need to know.
She's spelling Aaron.
She's like, is it M-O-U-R or M-O-R? And I'm like, M-O-R. Which one? I'm like, both. The morning show, exactly. Not M-O-U-R, the morning show, even though they could be spelled M-O-U-R.
I wasn't thinking about
the morning show today, BJ and Jamie, the juggernaut of talent that is the number one rated show on this station. Facts. I'm stating nothing but facts. They are number one with a bullet. They are crushing us in the ratings, even though we don't compete with them. The morning, M-O-R, they talked about my morning, M-O-R, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. We don't have time to talk about my morning because you wasted.
What is going on today?
I just wanted clarification. Sorry.
Tiak, were you ever confused?
No. Okay. No. Because when you said.
Guys, Aaron wasn't even recording video either.
Because I needed to know how to spell morning.
It's because when you said both, I said, oh, both morning show and my morning.
I didn't
Are you recording
you
video
say
now?
More. Nope.
Just start recording here.
This is perhaps in the whole time I've been here, the worst we've been.
Yeah. I'm mourning what the show used to be.
Yes, I am. I am as well. So this morning.
Got it.
I am going to do my best to use the M word as many times as humanly possible.
And maybe in multiple ways.
Yes,
now.
I'm going to try. This morning, I got up as I do, and I decided, you know, you have to tend to the dogs. They're like, they need food and stuff.
Right.
And they go out their little doggy door. And as I'm walking away from the doggy door, I hear boom.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh.
Then I hear.
Well, what was the first
so
one?
So there is morning.
So I hear two M-O-U. Louder. Now, listen, it didn't sound like that. Has anybody in this room ever heard gunshots from far away?
Who's to say?
Once you have, if you hear something and then somebody goes, hey, there were shots fired over like this street and this street, you go, now I know what that sounds like.
Yeah, a couple years ago. I don't know. It still gets tricky. I've gone to ranges and like
it's
done it.
It's different when you hear far away, but it's unmistakable what gunshots.
Not like a firework.
Yeah,
it's really not. When people go, "Was that gunshots?" It's like those were black cats. That's a firework. It's like gunshots have a sound.
Okay,
they just do. There was a few years ago in my neighborhood. I'm like outside and I heard like and I was like, "What?" There was some sort of incident in an apartment complex by my house. And the guy brandished a weapon against the police. They were there and they just riddled him with bullets. Yikes. It was like a lot. They shot him a lot.
Okay.
And I heard all those things. So I'm sitting here and I hear boom, boom, pap, pap, pap.
Right.
So two distinctly different types of guns or explosions, something. I was like, what? And because I am an extremely compartmentalized mind, I stood there for a moment. A truck went around the corner with a trailer on it and it like hit the curb. It was like, and I was like, well, maybe it was that.
Right.
Maybe that was that up the street. Went back inside, kind of listened. Nothing. Okay. No problem. Fed the dogs. Daughter's ready. We get in the car. We drive to pick up her friend who I take to school. And her friend gets in the car. And she's like, What were the words she said? Drop the lore or something?
Do you want me to drop the lore?
Yeah, she's like, I got to drop the lore. We start to drive and she starts talking and I'm like, I need to understand something.
Yeah, can I pause you for a second? I just have a quick question. Hey, Tiak, do you know what lore means?
Lore?
Shut up. I know what lore is, but drop the lore. Like, who says drop the lore?
Sorry.
Is that a thing you've
heard
before?
Would you have known what drop the lore means?
I think so. I mean, I would have figured it out. I don't think I've heard that before, but I know what lore means. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say 2 months.
Which is, it's really weird because last night my son asked me what lore meant.
Really?
We are on some weird cosmic
thing. It's really
thing
weird,
right now.
Yeah. And I had to explain, and it's hard to explain. I'll just say, I didn't do a good job.
Okay, I'm going to say this. A month after someone decided spill the tea means gossip.
Oh,
okay.
Right? Right? Yeah, somebody, yeah. A month mm-hmm. after that, in Des Moines, Iowa, somebody's like, I'm going to spill the tea. And they're like, why? Like, I don't want you to spill anything here. Right? So it stands to reason that you wouldn't understand what spill the tea means, right?
Yeah.
So why the F would I know what drop the lore is? Who?
I just wanted to check in with T-Hack.
All I'm saying is, do you mean say what happened? Do you mean say what happened?
Yeah.
Spill the tea. Spill the tea would have worked great then.
Yeah. But just, why don't you just say that? Instead, we had to come up with a new drop the lore. And I'm like, I have to pull the car over and go, Addie, what are you talking about? She's like, you don't understand. I woke up this morning and my dogs were going crazy. I was like, okay. And she's like, I let them out. And then they're barking at the fence. And she's like, get back in here. And they get back in and they're just like, and they're barking and they're growling and the whole thing. And then she's like, and then I heard like a bunch of pops. And I'm like boom, boom, pop, pop, pop. And she's like, yeah.
What?
Well, at this point, we are now on a street by my house that there are 47 police-like vehicles, big SWAT, scary vans, the whole thing. We turn onto 104th. Which is blocked off by police.
But you got to get out of there.
They let us out.
Okay.
We are smack dab at, I didn't realize at the time, I was at ground zero for a major police operation.
What happened? What was it?
I still don't.
Can you drop the lore?
I will punch you in the throat.
Okay. Cool.
I still don't know. So then we're like trying to figure it out. It looks like they did. The government, the law enforcement of Colorado did some sort of major bust at 9 different locations.
Nine?
9 locations at the same time. So no one could alert like, oh, they're busting us and the rest of them bounce. It was like 7 residences and 2 storage facilities. And they just.
You are correct.
Addie heard after the dogs barked, so the police had to be so mad. They're like, get your damn dogs inside. We're trying to sneak up on this place. She heard a megaphone announcement saying, all occupants of the residence must leave. All occupants. And then it's like, boom, boom, pop, pop, pop.
So it was right by her home.
It's not even that close to her house. That megaphone must have been
and
so
the dogs
loud.
Could sense
the police activity in the neighborhood. They had 104th closed. Like a good chunk of the morning.
Well, what? Wow. So these 7 people were like, we all live on the same street. Let's start a.
No, because it wasn't just in. It was. There was in Commerce City. It was in Boulder. It was in Golden. It was like. They were
Johnstown.
Johnstown, I read. It's what? If you have any more information about this, like text us. We'd love to hear 303-222-5423. But like.
Wow. And we're talking about this.
That was my morning.
Got it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. We don't normally do this kind of thing on the air, But I am so excited for, like, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
It is rare that you're positive on the air. You're right.
Wow. So a little history of the radio station. A while ago, we got tote bags, like the grocery bags.
Reusable ones.
Yeah. I used mine this morning.
And you did?
I suddenly got nervous that someone was going to go, weirdo.
We just talked about this. Like, we have a couple different Slacker Show branded things.
Yeah.
And I feel weird. Like, I put my Slacker Show hat on the other day when I was going out with my kids, and they were like, you trying to get attention? And I'm like, no, I just like the hat. Mm. Like, does it read like, if we were to shop with the...
Someone saw you in the hat. We got a message.
What? Where?
Shoot, was it on Facebook? I don't remember.
Shut up.
Hilarious. Someone messaged and was like, I saw you at, I think it was at El Jardin.
In the hat? Did I wear the hat to El Jardin?
I don't know.
It gets a little fuzzy.
The Slackeritas are stiff. So, but you, Erica is not afraid to shop with her bags.
Yeah.
Well, up until today.
I do not want to start a war with the morning show. So I will say a couple things. There are people who listen to our show, who listen to their show.
Mm-hmm.
I want you people who are the little narcs, because we can all see the text messages, right? So if you text the morning show, we see it. If you text us, they see it. Back and forth.
Yeah.
So tomorrow morning, I'll get on the text line and I'll see one of you going, this Slacker was talking trash. I'm not talking trash. I'm talking truth.
Okay.
We got 1,000 bags in.
Woo.
And the morning show went crazy and gave like 750 of them away.
This did happen. Yeah.
That just happened.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, we hid some and gave them away at our Colorado Dunn party.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I went on the air when that was happening. I was like, they stole all the bags. I said it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what happened. King Supers heard that and they were like, how about if we buy more bags?
Oh, yeah. We love King Supers.
Yeah.
And they did.
It was at King Supers that I took my bag this
you
morning.
You did?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah.
So maybe you'll feel more comfortable with these new bags.
You have them? They're here? Shut up.
They're full themed.
Wait, they're the long ones.
Ooh, yeah. They're a good size.
They're a good size. They have these really cute fall leaves. King Supers label or logo, the Slacker Show logo with the Colorado Sea.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
And also, Poppy.
And you're drinking a Poppy right now.
We love Poppy.
That is unplanned, unrehearsed.
I didn't know that Poppy. I didn't even know this was a Poppy.
No, this was a surprise to me today, too. I literally saw this and went, oh, I love Poppy.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
So the bags are in. Thank you, King Supers and Poppy, for doing the thing. Like, Aaron, you're holding up to the camera.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of the people, flip it over.
And show the other
side. It says BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the other side.
Cool.
They're on in mornings here on this radio station, in case you didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
We're on in the afternoon. Here's what King Supers has stipulated.
Okay.
We get half the bags.
Oh, yes.
All right. Yay.
The problem with it is I think we should get more than half because they went through the first thing, but that's fine.
But King Supers wasn't involved then. And
they didn't. They just heard my plea going, hey, we didn't. So they decided to buy a bunch of bags.
Great.
Here's the rub. They want us to give them away at King Supers.
Perfect. And they're almost every day.
So all through the month of November, I think we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the morning show is going to do the same thing.
Awesome.
So I think they're going to do Fridays.
Okay.
And they're going to send Carson out.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay.
Because it's BJ and Jamie and they, like, they can handle the show without, like, the idea was like, do you guys want to do Fridays and we send T-Hack out? We want to send Aaron out? We want to send Eric out? We want to send me out? How about we just do Saturdays?
Right, we can't do the show.
Yeah, we could all go then.
Yeah.
Then we could just show up.
Oh, cool.
All of us.
We'll just, so we're going to roll into King Supers location.
Love it. Yeah, I probably need to go to King Supers on a Saturday anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
I usually go pick up a donut.
Okay. So we're set.
I get a couple donuts as well.
So this is, like, you guys, this is happening. We're going to have locations. Mm-hmm. And, like, if you want a Slacker Show bag, you could go on a Friday and get it from Carson.
Right.
He's going to hand you a BJ and Jamie bag, and then you just go, you just flip it over. And it's like, oh, look, I got a Slacker Show bag.
Right.
I had a friend go do it with, like, Carson was out on the last round when they gave them all out, and they took a picture with Carson holding up a Slacker Show bag, and it was like, eh. It's the same bag, you guys.
It's the same bag.
It's the same bag.
This is when you're going to start encouraging the texters tomorrow morning.
Yes. Oh, so yeah. Don't forget that I said, I keep saying, it's the same bag. Yeah. Slacker show bag, awesome. BJ and Jamie show bag, also awesome. Mm-hmm. Because it's the same bag.
Yeah. Yeah. King Super is poppy, both sides. We love it.
Okay, so we will start making announcements. I'm not sure where they all are. I've seen a preliminary list, and I'm. It's great. It's going to be great.
Cool. That sounds sincere.
I just want the list I've seen so far. You guys are going to get real used to my neck of the woods.
Man, it's so far on a Saturday.
All right, so we will start announcing when it's happening, but it's awesome. All November long. We'll be giving away the bags at King Supers all over the state.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Oh, me. I'm sorry.
For the love of God. Princess goes, I got something we can talk about right now. Like, song's ending, and it's like, me. Okay. And then the time comes, and she's just sitting there like a deer in headlights.
I thought maybe it was the next one.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Oh, hey, guys. It's so good to be back.
Yeah, no, we're real happy you're here and everything.
I learned something about myself yesterday, and it's not something I'm proud of, and I'm hoping, I'm praying someone in this room will relate. The problem is, I'm pretty sure Aaron will not.
Is this about the Instagram story you posted? One of them?
Which one?
You might have been at an airport.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about that.
What happened? You can't poop at an airport.
I'm with you. I can't poop at an airport either.
I don't know. Because like when you go to the airport bathroom, I don't know if it's the same for women, but like the men in there have, every one of them has Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah.
You walk in and it's a cacophony of sound that you don't want to hear.
There is something with like air pressure, no? Where it's like,
it just messes you.
Wait, are you talking about on the plane or in the airport?
In the airport, it's just.
Airport's a safe space, man. Do whatever you need to do.
You'll never see those people again. It is fine.
But I'm in a urinal and it just feels like something's coming after you. It's like, roar! It's just. So
I
want to
make it clear, it's not.
So you can poop at an airport.
That's what I need to have that conversation. I just am not made for long travel. Period. End of story. Don't know if I can really ever do it again. It was a 24-hour travel day.
That is crazy.
And I.
But you want to go somewhere exotic for your honeymoon.
Yeah, we decided on Cabo. 3-hour flight.
Oh, yeah, that's way smarter.
Yeah, well, and after the wedding, I'm going to be way too tired after the wedding.
Yeah.
Learned that this trip for sure. Thank God.
Okay.
I cried, I think, 4 different times.
Oh, really?
One on an airplane because I hit my head so hard.
Aww.
What?
I got a bruise you can't see. Like,
This is going to be the fifth time I've asked you for this. And if I ask and you say no this time, it's the last time I'm going to ask. Can I please have Dane's phone number?
You have it.
I don't.
Because you want to know what it was like to travel.
No, I want to talk to him. I want to be someone for him. Because when you say these things, you go like, I cried so many times. And everybody's like, oh, Erica. And all I can think of is, oh, Dane.
Yeah, no.
Dane, man. Because it's just dealing with you.
By the last flight, I think Dane was ready to cry too.
Because you cried so much.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
He had to poop so bad.
No, I don't think he has that problem.
How many hours of the 24 that you say was actually on planes versus just like waiting in the airport bathroom?
He was not in the bathroom. And we had like a 45-minute flight.
Okay.
And then and then like a 9.5-hour flight.
Okay.
And then a 3-hour flight.
Gotcha.
So
God.
Like 13 hours on the plane. But then the problem was our 9.5 was to Detroit. The Detroit to Denver got delayed.
Oh.
That's when I fell apart. I melted and then I hit my head really hard. And as my best friend said, that would have sent me into psychosis. And so I feel a lot better. But I don't know. Is anyone else like this?
I am now.
Okay. We did not fly first class or even anything above economy.
So that's what ruined me is one time it was so cheap to fly to Brazil first class. And then the next time I'm by no means big, tall, but like to sit in a regular seat that reclines 1/4 inch for 14 hours, I can't. Mm-hmm. Like my body just does. Like my butt hurts. My legs get like restless leg. Yeah.
The lower back cramps.
Oh God, it's the worst.
Where were those cramps coming from?
I don't know. It's the. I used to
judge the people with like the turtleneck pillow and like the hoodie that has that. Now I'm fully one 100%. Of those people.
I want to tie my head to the seat.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because one of the worst feelings for me is that head thing.
Well, so that's why the turtleneck pillow, it's a hard thing. It's almost like a neck cast.
So it stops you?
Yep. Okay. It's so nice. I love it.
I want to take it back. I do not have that.
A cast? It's only on one side, and then it has like a scarf that you wrap around.
Yeah.
And you can, Oh, it's so
I don't want
nice.
My head to fall, and then I also hate having my mouth open.
Yep. It helps close it because I do that too. And then I drool.
Oh my God, do I drool so hard?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I didn't have as bad of a travel day as I did.
Yeah, so many tears. Do you need to poop?
No, okay.
Stop. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I've mentioned before on the show that I feel like I'm missing out on like a segment of society, basically, with the whole all you coffee drinkers. The time I see the Starbucks, the line, and everyone coffee all the time. And I never drink it. And I feel like I'm literally missing out on part of life. Like people love coffee. People dedicate their life to coffee and I just never drink it. And I
know you have something you want to say here, but mm-hmm. I just want to point out as someone, if you don't drink coffee, then why do you have three different coffee makers at your house?
Do not get him started.
That's a different issue.
It's called a button push is what we call what I just did there.
My wife keeps buying them. She drinks coffee and one is not enough. And that's all I'm legally allowed to say after talking with
divorce.
Okay.
So, another aspect that I'm wondering in life that I'm missing out on or not.
Ooh.
Because I'm trying to get in the coffee game. I've drank some warm drinks here and there.
Some warm drinks. Were they warm milk?
No, they were like we'd stop at a gas station. I would normally get a slushie, and instead I got a
hot chocolate.
No, the French vanilla one, whatever that is. And then one time there was a caramel
macchiato. Warm.
Yes, those.
But it's so funny because he'll get like the big gulp size of it.
He does. It's ridiculous.
I'm thirsty.
You don't need that of coffee.
Nobody
you
needs
don't.
That. And it's probably not even that much caffeine. It's probably all milk.
Yeah. And sugar.
So you really actually are drinking a warm
yeah,
milk.
You're just drinking a warm
milk. It's like Michael Scott.
You just get
is
all
this
sleepy.
Just creamer? Like, yes. I have one every day.
So this other aspect of society that I'm wondering if I'm missing out on. You guys, I don't know if you guys are doing this behind my back or what.
Yeah, but I guess, is it football?
No, it's not.
Well, I think you're missing out on that one, but continue.
Okay, that's another one. I read a lot of stories to my kids. We're still at bedtime, story time, all right? And it seems like almost every story, at some point, it comes up the idea of a midnight snack. And my son has asked me, well, what's a midnight snack?
What are you doing, man?
And I've gone, you know,
this is a cry for help.
Right? I don't really know. I don't know.
Never in your life?
Never, ever, ever in my life have I eaten a midnight snack.
And that's really surprising, actually.
Yeah, no offense.
You strike everyone as
an 11 snack, the one snack.
Because you just have snacks at your house.
We do, but I'm not a snacker. My wife is, but I am not a snacker. I don't. I'm just.
You aren't?
No. I'm either hung. I either eat or I don't. I don't have any of that in between business.
Okay. I'm going to say two words to you and try to make your eyes stay normal and not light up. Ready? Yeah. Cosmic brownies.
Mm. It's a wonderful midnight snack.
That's an entree.
Yo, man, that's what I'm saying. You do snack. You're lying.
No, that's after a meal. I'll have a dessert. But I wouldn't just grab one.
So I think.
You know?
Midnight snack only exists when you're young and when your parents are in charge of how.
What?
Sorry. As a term. Otherwise, you're just
living life. You're scraping by.
We don't call it that.
Right. It's a midnight snack.
Okay. I was take it back.
No, I have snacks after dinner all the time. I would say a midnight snack is when you're on your parents' eating routine and you're at a sleepover or someone's
and
over.
And you're just like, get
and they're
after
like,
it.
You can stay up late. Do you want some popcorn or do you want a candy or right? What
like,
do you say?
You watch like we're gonna binge watch like Mia and her friends will watch like all the Screams in a row.
Yeah.
But between Scream 2 and 3, that's midnight.
Oh yeah. And they're making like upstairs and get after
it. That counts as to me. I think you got to put your robe on. You're like you're in bed. You wake
it's
up.
It's not the
40s. You go down. You have the candlestick.
You make a big tall Dagwood sandwich.
Have the hat with like the long thing.
Yeah, exactly. And the jammies have the little buttons in the back so your butt can come
and
out.
The slippers curl up. Yes. For
why
some
do they
reason?
Do that? Yeah.
Jack be nimble. No. Jack be quick. And you go down for your midnight. You don't turn any lights on. That's what I envision a midnight snack. You're saying
there is
you can
a
be
thing.
Up.
God, you are right. You don't turn the light on. The fridge is the only light.
Yeah.
And you leave the fridge
if
open until
you really
you're done.
If you really need a light, it's the one above the stove.
Yes. Wow.
See, that's so something
different. Right. Hold up.
You were in bed all previously, need. Right?
Or you're like snuggled on the couch watching movies, like you said.
No, I think the midnight snack is like you get up.
Guys, never no. in my life have I put myself to bed.
Okay,
and then
good.
They're like...
like, good. Tonight we're all doing it, and we report back.
No!
We set alarms.
Oh, no,
yes,
not wake
no,
up at
we're
midnight.
Doing it.
Not
oh
even
my
for
god,
food.
What am I supposed to make? I don't even know how to do it. I've never done it before.
Dude, this is a great idea. We want to bond as a show.
Can I tell you how like terrible it actually is to fall asleep, wake up, and eat? Because like being a diabetic and waking up with
that.
A low blood sugar, it's the last thing I want to do. But here I am.
Four times a week.
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I've got a story. Fool me once. Shame on
somebody.
Fool me another time.
Wow, boy. Wow, that's okay.
I've got a story that'll teach you to just not be a good person.
Lesson learned.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story is out of Germany.
Yeah, that's cool.
And a very, very dumb Germany
it's
man.
It's a very dumb German man.
Oh, here we go with the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Or it's Toto Wolff from the Mercedes F1 team. This is how he talks too. I'm going to go get the Stroopwafel.
That sounds good right now. The home invader in Germany targeted an upscale neighborhood, but kind of told on himself because while burglaring, he
I don't think that's the word
decided to get this.
Okay,
yeah,
he's burglarizing.
Burglarizing.
Well, burgling.
He stopped to feed the homeowner's crying cat, and then
what a nice guy.
The intruder was so concerned, they wrote handwritten details of how to better care for the cat.
Oh, that's tugging at my heartstrings.
The police found fingerprints on the note.
Oh, they found the fingerprints
and they
got for
the handwriting
chopper.
And he
yeah,
was...
Yeah, but did they go to the owner for neglect for the animal?
No, it doesn't matter.
There is no further information about that.
It's not a crime. The crime was
like
the breaking
the
in.
Crime would be
yeah, the
neglecting
cat.
Your cat.
Yeah, yeah. You bitch. Nah, the tumor. Diak, you're going to have to do your story. I hope it's from Germany.
My story is from New York.
New York. I'm walking here.
Yeah,
whatever.
There was an 83-year-old man.
83.
He went to the bank.
Yeah, he went to the bank, did he?
He went to the bank.
Oh, he went to the bank.
Yeah, he drove there and didn't stop. He just crashed right into the bank.
He went through the bank.
Yeah, so he's making a drive-thru.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you guys need a drive-thru in this one.
Yeah, best bank in the city. Drove right through the 83-year-old man. They came out.
Oh, that's bad.
6 weeks later, same man. Let bygones be bygones. He decides to go back to the bank.
Oh, he's going back to the bank.
Pulls into the same spot.
Same spot.
And by the same spot, I mean drove through the same again.
No.
Same time.
No,
2 p.m. The same window. He said, "I'm here for my usual appointment."
Oh my god!
Are you serious?
But
he hit the same
one.
Is there still a hole?
There was.
Did he make a new hole?
They hadn't fixed it from the first time,
so that's
he drove.
Nice.
He got a little further into the bank.
Oh, we almost got a full drive through.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's nice.
I can see the safes from here. This is nice. You got nice digs.
I got an idea.
Mm.
6 weeks from now, maybe don't let him come to the bank.
I'm here for my usual.
Oh, you sound like the guy from Home Alone, the robber.
You're welcome. I those, you know, you do it. I don't know what I'm doing
there. Those were the stupid people we could find before today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.